Are you busy?
No, I don't want anything.
No, I haven't broken anything.
Wow, that's just lovely.
No, it's fine. I mean, you're IT, of course you're suspicious. It's just, you know, it's a little hurtful is all. I come to visit you, and what do I get?
Accusations.
It's okay.
No, I have not broken the printer.
Is that what you think of me? Is that what you really think of me?
Okay, I have a bit of a track record, but I have not broken. The last time I saw the printer, it was working.
I might have shut my eyes. I don't know, something might have happened.
What? I'm not here about the printer. I'm here to see you. I'm here to see my friend.
My friend? You're my friend. You know what? How about we start again? Are you busy?
No, I did not break the printer. Oh, you were just...
You are infuriating. As far as I know, the printer is fine. But you might not want to check.
No, you might not want to check now because we're going on lunch.
We're going on lunch.
I take lunches. I take lunches all the time. I totally take lunches. You know, I eat. I don't eat at my desk. I would never eat at my desk because that's how stuff gets in the keyboard. And I would never do that because I respect technology. Because I am a very respectful person. Why are you laughing? It was not anger man. I was not put into anger management, okay? It was just... Okay, it was anger management. But she stole my pen. She deserved it. She deserved everything that happened. And if someone hadn't had snitched to HR, I would have gotten away with it. But seriously, we should go on lunch. We should go... Nothing's wrong. Why are you so suspicious? Okay, I get it. You're right. I have a track record. I am a nightmare. Every time you see a ticket from me, you probably scream. Not that you see tickets from me, because I don't do tickets. I just come and see you. But I appreciate it. I appreciate you. You have saved my bacon so many times. So I just want to show my appreciation and take you out to lunch. That's all this is. Me just taking you out of the office. Just making sure that you're not in the office. I mean, I don't know why I said it like that, because that sounded so weird. I just want to say thank you by taking you out to lunch. So why don't you get your coat and we can just go. Why are you not getting your coat? Suspicious? I am not acting suspiciously. I'm just being nice. Is it suspicious for me to be nice? Okay, that's just rude. I am plenty nice to you. I'm not up to anything. I swear, I'm not up to anything. What? What do you mean? I'm not waving my arms. Okay, I'm waving my arms. That doesn't mean anything. It's a tell. No, it's not. It's not a tell. I'm not lying. I do not do that when I say I haven't broken the printer. Okay, maybe I do. I'm passionate. And I talk with my hands. I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I didn't break the printer. Okay, that was a lie. It wasn't my fault. It was kind of my fault. The printer doesn't like me. It's not like you. You like me. You do like me, right? Did you just call me a pain in your ass? Well, it's a nice ass. I mean... I mean, do you already have a lunch date? I mean, I don't know. Are you... I'm just being nice. Because I like you, and I like being a pain in your ass. I mean, I like your ass. I like you because I like you. But, I mean, if you don't want to go to lunch because, I don't know, you've got a previous engagement, all you have to do is say. A previous engagement, you know. If you're having lunch with someone else. Anyone else, you know. Maybe Charlotte. If you're going to lunch with Charlotte, you could just tell me. Are you going to lunch with Charlotte? Charlotte. Charlotte in accounts. Oh no, you do know her, because I saw the two of you talking. I was just passing, and I saw the two of you talking. Just talking. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I did try to find out. And I didn't. But I mean, if you're going on lunch with Charlotte, it's fine, just say. Although you should know. Charlotte. Charlotte broke the printer. She did. I saw her. I saw her break the printer. You see, she tried to change the toner, but it kind of broke. And then she kind of slammed it shut. So whoever opens the toner drawer next is just going to be covered in black. I saw her hands. They were covered with black. My hands don't have black on them. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, you see, when I saw what she did, I tried to fix it. But because I'm really bad with printers, because they hate me, unlike you, because you don't hate me. So that's why my hands are black, because I tried to solve the problem, but I don't know how. So I thought that I would come and tell you. So this is me telling you, Charlotte broke the printer. Also, she spilled coffee on her keyboard. And worse than that, she took her keyboard and she swapped it out with someone else's. So not only is she a keyboard killer, she's also a liar and a thief. And I just don't think that's the kind of person that you want to go on lunch with. It's got nothing to do with her being a hussy. I mean, she's not a hussy. She's actually really lovely. Apart from being a keyboard killer. She's more a Excel floozy. She's not a hussy. An Excel floozy. Well, because she's really good at Excel. Which isn't a good thing. I mean, why would you want to go to lunch with someone who's good at Excel? I mean, that's just witchcraft. That's witchcraft. And you don't want to go to lunch with a witch. You want to go to lunch with someone who's lovely and you know, sweet. And is right here. Me. You should go to lunch with me and not her. Because she kills keyboards and she is an Excel floozy. With Charlotte? Why would I have a problem with Charlotte? Charlotte's lovely. Charlotte is just lovely. Just so lovely, apart from killing keyboards and breaking printers. I mean, apart from that, she's a lovely person. Do you think she's a lovely person? You do. But that's before you knew about the printers and the keyboards, right? Now. I mean, because you're IT. Your IT, and she breaks printers. I mean, she breaks printers. Well, I don't break... Okay, I've broken a couple of printers. It's different because she doesn't like you, and I do. See, completely different. I kill printers because I like you, and because printers hate me. She just does it because she's an Excel floozy, and... The only way that she can be so good at Excel is witchcraft. And she has to make sacrifices. And that printer was a sacrifice. See? It's perfectly logical. I don't like you. Who said that I like you? Did Charlotte say that I like you? Because if she did... How did she know? What? No. I mean, did she say that I like you? Did she say how? She didn't. Because I don't at all. I just want to take you to lunch. I do take lunches. I take lunches all the time. I totally take lunches. I will have you know, I've taken at least one lunch this year. Okay, maybe in the last 2 years, but I've definitely taken one. I think. Well, maybe I'm turning over a new leaf. Maybe I want to take you to lunch every day, and dinner, and breakfast. You know what? Yes, I want to take you to breakfast and dinner today. Obviously not breakfast because it's lunchtime, but maybe breakfast tomorrow. I mean, you could stay over. So I broke the printer. What? I'm not changing the subject. I'm confessing my crime because I don't want to be Charlotte. I am not a witch. I will not sacrifice your beloved printers, so I'm good at Excel. Because I care about you. As an IT person. Why are you looking at me like that? Jealous! 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 No. I broke a printer. In fact, I broke two printers. And I poured coffee into my keyboard and I swapped it out with someone else's. It wasn't Charlotte. I did that. No, don't go to lunch with Charlotte. Go to lunch with me. Why are you smiling? I do not like you. I'm not jealous. I just want to take you to lunch to stop you going to lunch with the floozy. Bollocks. Fine. You know what? Fine. I don't care. I like you. And I didn't break the printer. Okay, I did break the printer, but I do like you. And maybe I saw you talking to Charlotte and maybe she was just standing a bit too close and, you know. You know what? Fuck it. Oh, shut up. You've heard me swear before. She is not muscling in on you. Do you know how much time and effort I've put into courting you? I've been courting you. Do you know how difficult it is to break that many printers? It takes effort. It takes dedication. It takes really wanting to see you. Because I like you. I'm just really bad at this. Wow, obviously. Did you just say obviously? Harsh? I didn't mean to break everything. It's just... I just wanted to be a pain in your ass. But then there's Charlotte and she's all Charlotte-y and she's great at Excel. I mean, how is she so good at Excel? That's not normal. She must be a witch. She doesn't break printers and she doesn't, you know, drown keyboards and then hide the bodies. She's not a pain in your ass, and of course you want to take her to lunch. You don't want to take her to lunch? Yes! I mean... Oh! Are you busy? You've got a previous engagement. You mean there's more competition? Are you... Me. So you're going to lunch with me? Cool. You did hear me when I said that I like you, right? And... Oh. You're right. We can be professional. Absolutely. Completely. What? What do you mean we clock out for lunch? What has that got to do with anything? Oh, so we wouldn't be on the clock? So, would we be being professional? No, great, fantastic. Yes, let's not be professional. Let's clock out. No, the clock... I just thought I could change the toner. But it kind of broke because it doesn't go where the paper goes.
I didn't know that, did I?
Oh no. I'm sorry, please go to lunch with me. You're going to teach me how to change the toner? Are you serious? You're... Because... Sorry, what? No, what did you just say? No, you said that your girlfriend needs to know how to change the toner. So if you teach me, then I'm your girl... What do you mean that that's inappropriate on company... Well, clock out then! I don't know where the clocking out machine is, do I? I don't take lunches! I am not going to break the clocking out machine. Fine. You go first. I'm not going to look at your ass. I promise I'm not going to look at your ass. Yes, that was a lie. I was waving my hands. You know it was a lie. Well, come on then. What do you mean you don't trust me? Wow. So you don't trust me with... Okay, you have a point. Am I your girlfriend? I will be when we clock out. Okay. So where is the clocking out machine? Oh, stop smiling. It's not cute. It is cute. You're cute. I don't care if it's inappropriate. So right down here? No, down there. Great. Let's go on lunch.